From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Election night 2018 is in the books, and the results of some races and issues of local importance. Measure O, the extension of Measure Z, the surtax for public safety, passed by 10,000 votes. Measure I, City of Eureka gas tax for roads, passed by about 1,100 votes. Harbor Commissioner Richard Marks wins over Marion Brady, 62% of the vote there. City of Eureka Mayor Susan Seaman out in front with 44% of the vote. City Council Ward 1, Leslie Castellano is the winner. Ward 3, Natalie Arroyo. Ward 5, Kim Burkle. Measure K, the Sanctuary County proposition, ahead by just 40 or so votes with 96% of the count tallied, according to HumboldtGov.org. A deadly crash in Mendocino County on Monday at about 2 in the afternoon. A BMW X3 was being driven northbound on US 101 at an unknown rate of speed for reasons still under investigation. The man behind the wheel allowed his vehicle to travel off the east roadway edge, down an embankment where it collided with a large tree. The BMW became engulfed in flames after the collision. Several passing motorists stopped at the scene and tried to extricate the driver from the BMW, but were unsuccessful due to the vehicle fire. Upon the fire being extinguished, the driver was pronounced dead at the scene. The identity of the driver, unknown at this time, pending investigation by the Mendocino County Coroner's Office. County Board of Supervisors meeting and public hearing held Tuesday on a proposal for the Humboldt Boutique Gardens to be able to have an indoor pot-growing facility in Fortuna. County Planning Commission okayed a parcel near the Ronerville Airport. Current regulations, though, say such an operation would have to be on an industrial piece of land, and the parcel being proposed is in a business park, but it's just two blocks from a residential community. California Highway Patrol getting underway with a year-long grant-funded education and enforcement campaign to tackle crashes where people die and are injured. Primary goal of the Regulate Aggressive Driving and Reduce Speed, or RADARS 3 grant, is to reduce the number of collisions where speed, improper turning, and driving on the wrong side of the road are primary factors in a crash. The grant will enable the CHP to provide more enforcement and also more education to drivers about the dangers of aggressive driving. To help alleviate homelessness among students who face a housing shortage and other barriers, Humboldt State's created a new position, an off-campus housing liaison. First position of its kind at the university and in the 23-campus CSU system. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.